You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Help make a child's holiday by donating a new unwrapped toy at First Energy Stadium during the Cleveland Browns Toys for Tots Toy Drive this Sunday, December the 15th. Marines and Cleveland Browns alumni will collect toys and cash donations at the stadium gates during the Browns game against the Bears this Sunday. Donate a toy and touch a life during the Browns Toys for Tots Toy Drive.
All right. We are going to talk about the coordinators or have their comments shared with you, and then we'll talk about what they talked about. Let's start with North Turner, the offensive coordinator. We brought him up, former Chargers coach, watching his former team win a big game last night. And look, I know he roots for guys like Phillip Rivers, loves Phillip Rivers, wants Phillip Rivers to succeed. So it's not about him sitting there saying, you know, those guys booted me there. I'm rooting against them. Now, he may not have the highest affinity for maybe the ownership, but I know he's rooting for others within that organization. But anyway, we were talking, he was being asked about, and this was a great topic because Josh Gordon and his phenomenal season. You know, now it's breaking it down, not just the numbers and the big plays he's making, but his completeness as a receiver. And North Turner was asked about that.
Josh has been becoming a complete receiver. He has learned how to line up. He lined up in every spot, every position we have. He's lined up on the right and the left, in the slot on the right, the third receiver inside. He's handled all the underneath routes. You know, he's gotten a lot better. At understanding defenses and finding a hole in his own coverages and beating the man coverage underneath. And then when you can run up the field like he can, it really helps you run the underneath routes.
So when great skill meets knowledge, intelligence, awareness, you have something incredible. And the mere fact that he can be lining up at all these different spots is that just puts you can create now coverage mismatches everywhere with him, and that's something you couldn't even think of doing last year.
His physical gifts are astounding, and his knowledge now and the diversification of his route tree, I think, has been one of the most important things. He used to be a guy that would run deep and make big plays there, but now he's able to make big plays off of slants, off of deep ends, off of posts, off of curls. He made that play against Jacksonville was a curl route
yeah,
where he caught the ball, shook the defender, and was gone. He started with his back to the goal line and raced 90 yards for the touchdown. So this is a guy who can do it all, and the crazy thing to me is we haven't even really, I think we're at the tip of the iceberg. I think he's going to only continue to get better. We're talking about a 22-year-old kid. We're talking about a guy who at this point has not even yet gotten really the opportunity to develop into a red zone machine. All of his touchdowns, but one in his career for more than 20 yards out. He scored his first red zone touchdown this season, and that was against, of course, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Josh Gordon has an opportunity to be as big of a difference maker in every single week for this team as Calvin Johnson is for the Detroit Lions, talking about what teams have to do to game plan. And as you approach this offseason, the opportunity that will come to pair another very good receiver with Josh Gordon, either via the draft or free agency, to me, is one of the things that should be most exciting for Cleveland Browns fans, because pretty soon you'll have an opportunity, I think, to have basically all you want in an offense. When they add a running back, you get Deion Lewis back, and Josh Gordon is a huge, huge part of it. And I like the fact that you can line him up outside. They've been bringing him inside, which is something we talked about in the preseason. North Turner did it with Vincent Jackson so successfully, and now he's doing it with Josh Gordon. And you look at Josh Gordon's his time in the slot this year. You think about slot receivers, and a lot of times people think, oh, that's the small guy, that's the little guy that runs in the slot. Well, Josh Gordon has been in the slot this season. He's only been targeted 14 times, 155 yards, 2 touchdowns. So he is producing inside, he's producing outside, and getting it done in basically every fashion and form. And when he becomes a guy that gets even more involved in the red zone, we're talking about a guy, and I don't think I'm crazy saying it, who's got 20 touchdown potential. He's that physically dominant.
I don't think that's an exaggeration at all. I don't think there's almost any number that you can put to him to limit him. Everything that he's done speaks to him doing off the chart stuff, even through the remainder of these three games, the history that he's made. And this is, of course, catching on as a bigger story by the week nationally. on a four-win football team, which is remarkable in its own right, but it's only going to continue to get better. And as he gains more experience, North Turner was asked, you know, what a year in the system, how big that is for skilled players.
Having a, like Josh and our guys and Jordan and those guys having a year in the system when we come back and get going when we're done and then, you know, have an off season, they will really be rolling and comfortable. So anyone who's had those reps and had that opportunity, you know, all our offensive line, you know, you'll just be a lot more confident and a lot more comfortable with what we're doing.
And there's no question that this offense has gotten better as the season has progressed. Right. There's no doubt about it. You're coming off of two of the best passing games you've seen in the North Turner era, over 370 yards, three touchdowns in each game with two different quarterbacks.
Right.
This offense is picking up steam, and when you think about overall and assess the talent, the skill positions on offense, it becomes more impressive. And North Turner is doing a hell of a job because when you talk about Josh Gordon's story picking up steam, I don't care if Brandon Marshall says, oh, what is his name? Everybody knows who Josh Gordon
his name's
is.
Josh, right? Josh?
Everybody knows his name, and everybody's used to seeing Gordon in the number 12 as he runs away from them down the field. But the fact that he's doing that in a situation where the other people on the team do not scare opposing defenses that much, and his ability to move him around, we've seen him moved into the slot, we see him motioning before to get off, get free releases, and the development of Gordon to beat press coverage. That was the knock on him, that he couldn't handle press coverage. And I'll tell you, go ask Aqib Talib, who is one of the more physical press coverage-oriented corners in the league, if Josh Gordon can or cannot handle press coverage, because he was hitting him right in the face, and I love that.
The knocks were that. The knocks were not coming back to the ball aggressively enough, and that was legitimate because you didn't see that hardly at all last year, and there were times in training camp this year when it wasn't showing up, and I know that that was becoming an issue, and he's corrected that. And it's about just what Norv said, and this is why it's so encouraging to me. We focus on a lot of reasons why seeing what's ahead is encouraging despite the record now. That is one thing to look at. It applies mostly to a guy like Gordon because that's our conversation, but it'll apply to others too, is another camp where North Turner is coaching you, where North Turner and Scott Turner, his son who coaches the receivers, are getting into those technical points and can use a whole offseason and another offseason and another training camp to stress that. I think you're going to see, and of course the guy has to apply himself, and I don't think there's any reason to think he won't, that you'll see more takeoff from all of these guys because they're getting more time to learn and getting really good coaching.
And when you learn, you play fast because you're not thinking anymore. You play faster when you have the knowledge. And we're going to see that continue to pick up as this season progresses. And, you know, it's interesting. You talked about the knock not coming back on the ball. You remember the fourth down play against Green Bay where it was thrown up to Gordon and he kind of just he didn't quite go get it. And we even said in that game maybe his effort wasn't there. He catches that ball now. He's a different player than he was then.
That's a great example of what we're talking. You're right, because you and I talked during that game about that particular, or texted about that particular play.
Come back and get that ball.
Come back and get that ball.
And now he gets it, no problem.
That's the growing up thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
North Turner also talked about this being a week-to-week sort of situation in the NFL, and it is with different matchups, and he described Chicago as different in terms of their style defensively than any team they've seen so far.
This is truly a week-to-week game, and, you know, Chicago presents some problems different than what we've seen the last 2 weeks. So it really comes down to our ability on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to in our meetings, practice, all the things we do, get to where we're comfortable and we can go out and execute against a different style defense than we've seen, really.
I wonder if he means the problem is that they can't stop the run and we're going to have to run the football over and over and over again against this defense, and we'd rather throw the football around. But you look at this Chicago team, and to me, this is a referendum on this offensive line's ability to say, okay, we can run block in the most advantageous of matchups, because thus far this season, they have not been a good run blocking unit, and this is the game they've got to do it. Running backs have rushed for 150 yards or more in four straight games, 120 yards or more Baltimore in eight straight. There's an NFL record, six straight games with a 100-yard rusher against the Chicago Bears defense, including Benny Cunningham, the backup running back for the St. Louis Rams. If they cannot run the football in this game, there are serious, serious problems, and I think you're going to really have to take an even harder look at this line this offseason.
Nate Dogg calling out the offensive line, but I love it. I'm with you 1,000% on this.
They better be able
to
run the ball.
I'll go another. I don't know that this. I'm not trying to top what you said, but I'll say it. If they can't run against the Bears, they can't run against anybody. Period. That's it. It's as simple yes. as that. You run against this team, and if you don't, then you have to think about a major overhaul of this offensive line. And we're going to see some. We know we're going to see some changes. I think there's a likely change to start with the center position with Alex Mack. I don't think he's going to be here next year, and I think they're going to have to deal with that position itself, which is the heart. That's where it all starts in terms of getting some run blocking. I'm not saying he is part of the problem, but when you're not running successfully, everybody on that line has to be accountable. Everybody on that line, and it starts in your heart, which is, I don't mean the heart inside the players, the heart of the line, the interior. That's what we're talking about, and that's gotta that you're right. That has to. We better see some serious signs of life of running on Sunday, or it's never going to be seen. Well, we know. I mean, there's only a couple of games left after that, but that does not bode well for the future. There's nothing to get excited about from that standpoint. Brian in Dayton is calling us on a Call Your Shot Friday. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. What's up?
Oh, not much. I got two things. I want to call my shot, and then I got a fantasy question for Nate Dogg.
All right.
I think it's going to be 27-20 Browns this weekend. I think they finally get it all put together, offense, defense, special teams. They finally play a complete game.
You think they run the ball, Bri?
I don't think they run it for 100, but I think they get 80 and a touchdown.
That might be enough.
That's progress for this team. But I think this is a game they can run for 100 yards. And you go back to 2011 in two games where Chris Obanayo was given the ability to be the man for this Cleveland Browns team. He had 19 carries for 90 yards against the Rams, followed that up with over 100 yards rushing, 115 to be exact, and a touchdown against the Jags. I want to see Chris Obanayo get that shot.
Yeah, I do too. And I think, again, attitude is a big part of it. If you're not getting it done and you're physically capable of getting it done, attitude, approach, it's the coaching emphasis as well that's going to be a big part of this. You know, we've got to see this coaching staff really step up and try to I've talked with Rob Jedzinski about this, and he says schematically and in terms of emphasis, that is how they're looking at this. They understand what we both just said regarding their running game. By the way, I want to remind people that this is the final home game, and this is the time where you can help make a child's holiday by donating a new unwrapped toy at First Energy Stadium during the Cleveland Browns Toys for Tots drive, and that, of course, will be Sunday. Marines and Cleveland Browns alumni are going to be there to collect toys. They'll be at the gates in cash donations. They really need cash donations at the stadium gates during the game and before the game. And donate a toy and touch a life during the Browns Toys for Tots toy drive. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. Megan Rock hanging out here, too. She's tweeting during this show, and she's going to be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap, which will be posted on ClevelandBrowns.com afterward. And, again, it's Call Your Shot Friday, so dial us up and call your shot, 216-578-0850.